On 19 September 1796, word quickly spread throughout Philadelphia of what many had suspected for months. George Washington would neither seek nor accept a third term as President of the United States. His closest friends and advisors knew that Washington had longed for retirement almost since the day he took office in 1789, and that he had attempted to step down at the end of his first term before reluctantly agreeing to stand for re-election. Republicans and Federalists alike had been plotting for months over whom they would support and where they could secure victory should Washington bow out. While the fact of his retirement did not surprise anyone, the form in which he chose to announce it did. Rather than issuing a simple statement to Congress or to the states declaring his intention, Washington produced a lengthy tract addressed directly to the people of the United States. This valedictory, now known as the Farewell Address, did more than just announce his retirement. Washington used it to hand down the disinterested warnings of a parting friend and to offer some sentiments which are the result of much reflection and which appear to me all important to the permanency of your felicity as a people. Washington touched on many aspects of American life in the Farewell Address, from the dangers of political parties to the fundamental importance of preserving and strengthening the union of the states, but his most impactful advice focused on the conduct of foreign policy and the country's relationship with the outside world.